Welcome to the Big Ideas for Small Business podcast. Join us as our host and fellow small business owner, Tim Hayden, discusses topics beneficial to businesses of all industries.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Big Ideas for Small Business. I'm your host, Tim Hayden. Hey, man, every month that we do this, I'm always honored to have great folks on. I'm really honored to have one of my good friends. He and I have been hanging out for a while. I work out with him. He kicks my tail.
We're going 3 years, right?
What, 2021? So, I mean, this is going on 4 years. Right. So, it's crazy.
Happy freaking Thursday.
Happy Thursday. I'm glad to have Ben Bullware.
Come on.
Ben, hey, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday. Hope everyone listening has had an incredible week so far. So, a little bit about me, and we'll say under 60 seconds. So, I'm born and raised Andersonian.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the correct way to say it. And have never left. So, born in Anderson, went to school throughout McCann, Steel Hannah, played football for a couple of years at Clemson, and then when the football door closed, immediately went into small business, opened up a group training studio with a football buddy of mine named Marcus Brown in 2018, and then over the past, looks like it's been going on our sixth year, June of this year will be 6 years. We've opened up 4 locations in 6 years. Grew from me and Marcus to now there's 70 of us.
Wow, 70. Wow.
Yeah, 70 is a lot. So it's been fun. And the goal is to not stop. Continue to grow at a pace that is smart and careful. I feel like growth can be dangerous for a lot of businesses. So the goal is to obviously scale, but I want to be this year the focus for Q4 and for Q1 is to be better before bigger.
Mm.
So we really, really tried to dial in just operations, people, leadership, all the things, because if we can't handle these things well at 4, there's no way we're going to do it well at 40.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
These past probably 4 or 5 months are just better before bigger.
Yeah.
Small details, because I know growth is coming, and I know, you've done hundreds of classes. Like, the product is unique enough to scale, but it always comes down to, like, doing the things really well, like, on a daily basis, and then finding the right people.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I imagine y'all are. Like, you're obviously an incredible leader, but also because y'all have really, really good people.
Yeah.
And I'm aware of that burden for us. So,
that
is Ben Bullware.
Yeah. Hey, and man, we could pivot. There's so many for small business. There's so many lessons that we could talk about that could be learned, because you just unpacked what it takes to run a business.
Right.
And I think it's also true. You know, so for our listeners, as we get started today, hey, so I think this is about this is just your leadership journey, and like where you started in 2018 and where you are today. So, hey, just got a couple of questions, Ben. Could you tell listeners, about your inspiration for taking on a small business venture? What got you? Where did the idea come from? What got you started?
So, a couple things. When I was realizing football, the probably past 3 or 4 months of trying to grab that dream, really burnt me, because I had this coming off a national championship and then going to the NFL. Realized I'm probably not going to make it. So it really kind of just screwed it up for me. This sucks. This is not fun. I was in California. I was in San Francisco being a blocking dummy.
Mm.
Being a fullback and tight end on scout team. I'm like, this, I don't care what amount of money I make. This is not fun to me. And I just wanted to be happy. And the couple months where I was on these P squads, I was just miserable. I love being at home. I have a super tight family that I love being around. So me being in San Francisco, or actually San Jose, California,
mm-hmm.
with no one that I know, I'm not playing the position that I know I'm capable of playing. And I didn't care about the money. So I finally, this wasn't your question, but my girlfriend at the time and my mom flew out to San Jose to hang out with me for a week. And as they're getting in the car from the airport, coach calls me, hey, we're letting you go.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that I was about to get a call to get called up to the 53-man roster. So my mom gets in the car. She's like, did they just call you up? like, no, I just got fired. Mm-hmm. As they're getting in the car. So I was just like, dude, screw this. This mm-hmm. sucks. This, like, sucks. I'm not happy. And that was the only, of those couple weeks that I was in San Jose, the only time that I was legitimate happy when they fired me. Mm-hmm. And then throughout the next couple weeks, I had a couple tryouts in Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Jacksonville. And the only time that I was actually happy was when they told me, we're not signing.
Mm.
I'm like, oh, thank God. I don't want to be in freaking Cincinnati, Ohio by myself, being a block and dummy. That's not fun.
Yeah.
So over that month, I was like, I was miserable. And then finally, I'm just like, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm not happy at all. And I like controlling my own destiny.
Mm-hmm.
Like the whole, like, control the input, not the output.
Yep.
So with the end of football, I was doing everything that I could control and was still getting fired. Like, this is not fun.
Yeah.
Like, this is not like the saying that I've been living my entire life. And with business, there's obviously some things that are out of your control. But for the most part, like, being the owner of a company, like, you get to make the decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously you have wise counsel to lead you in the right direction, but we control our own destiny.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to get out of football because it started to seem like I wasn't able to control. Like, I could study as much as I wanted to study, grade out perfectly, and then ultimately still get fired.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this sucks. Like, that's not what I'm living about. So finally started pursuing the business world, also because my dad owns a concrete company, and I was getting out of a season of being unhappy. I'm like, I don't want to go into concrete.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, that business has done really, really well for my family. But, like, I don't want to get up at 4 in the morning to go work at a concrete plant.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not what I wanted to do. Some people love that, and that's fine.
Yeah.
My personal race, I didn't want to do that. I did it a lot growing up, and it just wasn't my dream. So I knew with football, I know how to work out. I know how to play football. I know how to work out. So if football door closes, the workout door is still somewhat open. So, and I enjoyed leading people, also enjoyed working out. I had wise counsel with my parents opening their own company. So all that kind of meshed together, allowed us to open up the junkyard in 2018. And then, yeah, along with just treating people the right way, having a unique product, and having a lot of wise counsel to help us out, allowed us to get to where we currently are. But ultimately, I like controlling my own destiny.
Yeah.
And this is not the right way to, like, say it, but I like being in charge. Like,
yeah.
I like making the decisions. Like, I like that burden
mm-hmm.
of, like, having to be the decision maker. I dealt with, like, I love Coach Venables, but the thought of going into, people say, you should go to coaching. And the thought of having to be under a coach feet, I'm like, I'm not getting cussed out again for 3 straight years, you know? Like, and I didn't want to have to work my way up into the, like, coaching realm and have to deal with 5-6 years of just being a little B-boy.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to be the boss.
Yeah.
So that's why I stopped playing football, didn't go into concrete, didn't go into coaching. I wanted to control my own destiny.
Yeah.
Long-winded answer. But
I'll tell you, I think, you know, man, so you were, what, 22 years old? 23?
I'm a 94 baby, so whatever that math is.
Yeah. So you've been 23, 24. I mean, man, think, and I think.
About 30.
Yeah.
Jeez.
That's crazy. It's just a number. I'm a whole lot older than you.
It's just
a number. But you think, for our listeners that are listening, man, the clarity that you had, and you knew the destination. Man, how many 23 or 24-year-olds have that clarity? So I think for our listeners, if you've got kids at home, or if you're listening, and man, you're a young leader, hey man, set your sight on what you want to do and go do it. Ben's a great example of that. It's hard. It's not easy.
Finding wise counsel is one of the best things. Obviously, having a plan and like having an idea what the products might be, but finding someone older and more wise, like my parents, were awesome. My aunt, like. My uncle and aunt owned their own concrete company, so my aunt was super involved with our stuff, super beneficial, so we had a lot of wise counsel in the very beginning and still to this day. Like, I don't claim to know what the F I'm doing. Like, I have a lot of smart people in my life that help me out that I, like, that didn't just happen. It takes, like, our relationship happens because both of us like are consistently pursuing it. You know, like it's not just falling in place. Like,
yeah, that's right.
We've been in a lot of Bible studies or meetings, and you know, Riley's talking about you have to like pursue those things.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
So I feel like it's taken me like pursuing people that are like more wise and a lot older for answers, for guidance. That's how our relationship started.
Yeah.
Remember, like, I freaking bugged you.
You did. You reached out to me. Yeah, you're right.
Multiple lunches.
We did.
I don't have time for this. Let's go to the office.
Yeah.
And here we are today.
Yeah, here we are today. And hey, for our listeners, so Ben and I, we've been doing some coaching for several years.
One-on-ones.
And we meet one-on-ones. We meet once a month. And it's great. So I think it's wise counsel. And hey, even where I am in my career, I still have wise counsel. I think because, you know, if you're growing or you're dying.
Right.
And man, I want to continue to be growing and I want to be the best that the Lord's going to let me be. So, hey, Ben, my next question, what are the biggest challenges that helped shape you in this industry? You know, is there a couple big things for you that shaped you into what you're doing today?
Off the bat, I would say COVID was one of the biggest challenges. You're 24 years old and you're opening up your second location. And you do it right at the start of a global pandemic.
Mm.
So we opened up our Greenville spot in May of 2020. And that's when it all started. Like everything started blowing up around February, March, and May. It's like, oh, this thing's a thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we opened up our Greenville spot, I think it was May 16th of 2020. So having to navigate through COVID was obviously super difficult. And that allowed us to obviously get creative and adapt a little bit. But along with COVID, I mean, you understand this, just people. Like, it's always the biggest challenge. The biggest consistent challenge for any business leader is just, like, leading people well and then, like, realizing that it's not all cookie cutter.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've talked about this with football. Like,
yeah.
I first learned about how, like, not everyone can be communicated the exact same way or led the exact same way. And that's still a season that I'm still in. Like, I don't think we'll ever get out of that season, you know, because especially with my upbringing with football, it's always like cussing people out, do this or I'm going to fight you.
Yeah.
And you obviously can't do that with business. So I've still like been in this thing for 6-7 years now and having to navigate and like be more loving, more patient. So just navigating people is probably the second biggest challenge that I'm sure I know I face, you consistently face.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone probably listening is, amen.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, so, you know, you mentioned COVID, but have there been any other moments where you've had to reevaluate your plans? You know, and I know COVID is a huge piece of that.
Right,
I agree with
sure.
you. Anything else?
I think it's just consistently, you're taught you're either growing or dying, and it's for business stuff. Like, you either have to adapt or die.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like consistently looking, whether it's like your numbers or your operations. And I feel like when we started doing our one-on-ones, allowed me to be more like, we don't obviously make all of our decisions off of the numbers and the data, and there's got to be some decisions that you make off your gut, just a feeling. But for the most part, we're dialed in on our numbers, and if the numbers are not aligning to where we need them to be, like, you got to pivot, you know. So I feel like it's not like one big challenge, it's just like the things that, hey, the numbers are trending this way, okay, how do we get them back on track? They're trending this way, okay, how do we get it back on track? So I would say the weekly challenges that pop up, we had a, I don't know if I can say this, we had a girl this morning in our Clemson location who works on our team had a seizure this morning.
Wow.
Right? So just like having to navigate and love her through this.
That's right.
I feel like she's dealt with epilepsy her entire life.
Yeah.
And she had it this morning
and
on shift. And I literally told me 30 minutes ago, like, hey, she's in the hospital right now. I think she's doing well. Hey, we need to like change all our meetings today to make sure everything's like fine.
Yep.
So like just daily challenges like that. And obviously that's not like a, she didn't choose to do that.
Yeah,
you know, that's not her fault.
Yeah.
But it just having to navigate those things, they just pop up.
Yeah.
And you got to pivot.
That's exactly right.
And love people through them. So,
that's exactly right. Yeah. And in leadership, that's just a reality.
Right.
I mean, that's just a reality.
Yeah.
You know? And I think, and if we're going to lead and lead at a high level, you sign up for that, and you got and whatever that takes within that. And if you got to pivot, you got to pivot.
Right.
But again, I like that. I mean,
just this is the burden that we signed up for.
That's exactly right.
I love that burden and the challenge of it. Definitely, sometimes you're just like, oh my gosh,
yeah,
I just need a week to breathe.
Yeah,
and that's one of the things. Someone, I was at my dad's house, and he was on the phone with somebody, and he was just like, and my dad's like 61 years old, and still. So the office at 4:30 in the morning, and this guy, I was like, dude, you need to stop doing that. Like, y'all need, he's like, one of the things me and my wife have done, he was on speaker, so one of the things me and my wife have done, we take, what are they talking about? Because we take a trip to Mexico once a month. And I'm just like, hey, good for y'all. Y'all are blessed if y'all do that here.
Yeah.
It's like, y'all need to take a vacation once a month.
Yeah.
He's like, you need to stop getting up at 4:30, dude.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to do that anymore.
That's
so,
right, yeah.
We're aware of that burden, and but it's just finding balance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boys are, different. So
yeah.
I know my dad's never going to stop.
Well, I do know this about the Bullwares, and hey, for our listeners, go Google Ben Bullwear. He's got a cool story. With what he was a part of when he was at Clemson, but also what he's doing at the junkyard. That's really cool. And hey, and I get my tail kicked every time I walk in there. I mean, so it's just. I did not go this morning. No, I worked out of the house.
Yesterday?
Oh, yeah, I went yesterday. Yeah.
I didn't go yesterday.
Yeah, I went yesterday.
I was going to go this morning.
It was tough.
I had that snooze. That was one good.
Well, and what's cool is that, and what I like about, for our listeners, hey, Ben's a coach, so Tuesday morning class. Ben, hey, Ben coaches in Anderson, and hey, I love
that's
everybody.
That's what we talked about, every past year, hey, you need to be there more.
Yeah, you got to be there,
yeah.
And Ben, I you're a great coach, and man, you know everybody's name, and it means something.
Sweetest sound.
The sweetest sound, that's a Dale
Carnegie.
That's exactly right, Dale Carnegie from the 20s, I think, 20s or 30s, so, almost 100 years ago.
Cool.
Hey, Ben, my next question. If you could go back to Ben 5 years ago, what would you tell him?
That's when you wrote that off. I was like, that's a little bit of a question. for me, probably trying, and this is still the challenge today, but the growth of the business will rely on the people you find. So just trying to find the right people, and now hindsight's 2020, so now I know hey, this dude was a freaking meathead, this one's elite, and you only you'll find those things out as obviously the days go on, but relying more on the people that we had and not trying to just grunt everything.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get up earlier or stay later. It's just finding a good team. So relying more on team rather than me just working harder. And then being patient. I feel like my word for 2023 was patience.
Mm-hmm.
My word for 2024 is patience.
Okay.
Yeah, so just trying to be more patient. And ultimately, it's not going to end the world. These decisions that I probably blew up on in a week, it'll be okay.
Yeah.
So being more patient and not just blowing up over things that ultimately don't matter.
Yeah.
Navigating our Clemson opening and how just a nightmare, all the construction and trash, and it ruined my month. I was on my honeymoon.
Married
on the first day. I was on the phone trying to navigate the opening, that location. And ultimately now, no one in the world has ever thought about that in the past 2 years.
Yeah.
And after a week of that happening, people forget.
Yeah.
People's memories so short.
Yeah.
And it's just what's next? What next?
Yeah.
So for me, just keeping the train rolling.
Yeah.
Not worrying about.
That's good. Hey, and hey, my word, I don't know if I share with the listeners, my word for 2024 is accountability.
That's a good word.
Ben, if you, is there anything, we talked about, you going back, when you first opened, are there any decisions that you made then that you would make different today?
There's probably some, I would say there's probably some leadership decisions that I made on both sides of the aisle that I probably made too quickly,
mm-hmm.
and wasn't patient enough with. That I would have been probably more loving through, more patient, and there's also some that I was too patient with,
mm.
and gave people too much time when ultimately the stars were aligning to this. Like, this person got to get guided.
Yeah.
You know, so balancing just those decisions better. But again, some of the decisions you make at 24, 25 are very different than what you would have made at 29. Some of the decisions I made when I was 18, 19, stupid. But, yeah, you either growing or you're dying.
That's right.
And I feel like both of us have done really well over the past, like I can speak on our past 3 or 4 years. It's like we have, with like an uncommon like attitude and effort, like pursued that, like trying to grow. So, yeah, if I didn't say that, that'd be an issue. Like, now I feel like decisions I made when I was 24, 25 are great.
Yeah.
I mean, there's probably a lot that I would have done differently. And that's because, like, we have pursued with a lot of effort trying to get better.
Yeah.
Like, smarter, more patient, more wise. So, yeah, I say there's some that I should have been more patient with, and there's some that I should have just jumped the gun.
Yeah. And I think for our listeners, I think that's really wise counsel, because I'm very similar to you in that, you know, sometimes I wait too long.
You want to give people the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
But ultimately, they're meatheads. Some of these folks are like, well, you gotta go, buddy.
Yeah.
Those are not all the decisions, but
those
are the first thing that popped in my head.
Yeah. That's good.
Dealing with people over the past 6 years, you get a lot that are elite that never cause an issue, do the recall at a high level, communicate well, are good folk, bring a lot of energy to the team, and you get some that are just energy vampires.
Yep. Yeah.
So,
One of our core values here at Sergeant Metal is positive attitudes are contagious. We all have attitudes.
Right.
We want positive attitudes.
Yep.
And that means something. So, my next question, I think this is we kind of looked in the rearview mirror of you and what, and kind of, you know, hey, lessons learned, whatnot. What goals do you see for yourself or for the junkyard, so business or personal, in the next 5 years?
I'll do personal. I'd like to get in my house in the next week.
So Ben's almost got a new house.
Yeah, I've been building our house for the past 6 months. We just got our CO, so we'd like to get in our house with my wife and my son. Lord willing, I would like to fill this house. My wife wanted to build something that is a little too big for just 3 people. Yeah. So we got to fill it up. So hopefully the Lord will bless us with fulfillment of this home.
Amen.
I want to keep pursuing my wife and loving her well. I want to lead my son well.
Mm-hmm.
Someone asked a week ago, and someone asked yesterday, like, what's your, like, style, how are you going to, like, lead your son, how to be a father? And I was just like, I'm going to try to do exactly how my dad did it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I feel like our upbringing, it was awesome. And I feel like my dad loved, like, really hard, but he also, like, he led.
Oh, yeah.
And was very disciplined and held us to a certain standard. So I want to make sure I do the same for my kid. And then business, I would definitely, like, we have a thread on our business Slack called Road to Dubai. So it's called Road to Dubai because we feel like until there's a junkyard in Dubai, it's time to work.
That's good.
When there's a junkyard in Dubai, we made it. But until then, there's just 4 in the upstate. So we'd love to scale the business at a pace that is safe and that will, like, allow us to keep the same secret sauce. I've tried to tap into a lot of folks at Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's been done. You know, this business, there's a lot that will scale. And the way the original one was ran is very different than the 100th one.
That's right.
I feel like Chick-fil-A has done it at a pace that they can sustain.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there's some Chick-fil-A's that have problems, but more times than not, you're going to go to Chick-fil-A and you're going to have a great experience.
That's exactly right.
So I've really tried to dive into some folks at Chick-fil-A and then how they do their hiring process, opening a new location, and they are very, very detailed. Yeah. Super, super patient. So I would like to grow at that pace. So whether the one that we've opened in Anderson is the exact same the one that is opened in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely would like to scale it because I feel like the product is unique enough. I feel like I would be doing a disservice to people not, like, putting this out there.
Yeah.
You know? So, Riley said this one time about, like, if you, like, continue to focus on being better, like, every single day, like, just locking in daily from a business standpoint on just being better daily, people and customers will demand you be bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're just going to keep focus on
yeah.
better before bigger, and ultimately, if we continue to do that, people will want us to say, come here, come here.
Yeah.
So, that's kind of a variation of control the input, not the output. So
yeah.
we keep controlling the things that we need to control. The output will ultimately happen.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool. Well, hey, as we start to wrap up our podcast, hey, any, you know, if our listeners are leaning in, they're hearing about, you know, your leadership journey and things you're, that you've been through and that you're going through, is there one piece of advice you want them to remember today?
I would, you were talking about, when we were talking about wise counsel, about how you even had wise counsel. And I know that there are a lot of guys that are probably 30, 40, 50 plus that don't have it,
mm.
that don't feel like they need it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's encouraging that you have it.
Yeah.
Where you are today with your business. Like I've even heard Coach 20 has
yeah.
some wise counsel.
Yeah.
So no one's too big for it.
That's right.
Because you're either growing or you're
yeah.
dying.
Yeah.
And I definitely don't want to be the one that's dying. So whether you're 29, 22, 51, probably 55.
Yeah.
It's a compliment. Yeah. 55 or 75.
That's right.
Having some wise counsel. I feel like that's been one of the best things that I've done from a personal standpoint, but also from like a business standpoint, from a faith standpoint, is having guys that will correct you.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, amen. That's good. Hey, so for our listeners, say hey, if you're in the upstate of South Carolina,
come on.
Go check out Junkyard Fitness. I know it is unique. I enjoy going. You know, being
classic, you know.
I'm pretty close to 400, so
a lot of classes.
I think pretty close to 400.
I begged you to come.
You did in 21.
I did.
You begged
yeah.
me. Now I'll hit 400. I'm only like 370, something like that.
That's
so
a lot of classes.
Yeah,
it's a big deal.
Yeah, so it is a big deal.
Liberty says
so
she's coming tomorrow.
Okay,
at,
all right. Okay, that's good. Yeah,
it's pretty sure she signed up.
that's great. Hey, so if you're in the upstate, come check Ben out. Hey, they've got some video on demand. Can they buy that if they want to?
They can.
Online.
So our website, www.thejunkyardfitness.com. And I think it's /yardwork. Or if you just go to our homepage, you'll see one of the sub bars. It's just online workouts.
Yep.
And we got like a 30-day free trial.
Okay.
That's something we're trying to revamp.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things we're trying to do better before we do bigger.
Yep.
So we can't do this well now. It's been a long process trying
yeah.
to do this the right way.
Yeah.
But yes, we have a online at home workout program called Yard Work that's on our website.
Yeah, and I've used it a few times. Personally, I'd rather be in the gym, but sometimes you can't make it. And
sometimes
it's good to do that. So and they're real good. So you know they got good coaches doing that. So Marcus is good and Michael's good and Ben's on there. Ben's in a couple of them. So hey, for our listeners, hey Ben, thank you for being on today, man. Your story is awesome, and I'm excited to see where you are, but I'm also excited to see where you're going. So it's going to be great to see you and hey, just to be on the sideline watching you. So for our listeners, hey, thanks for being with us. Take care and God bless.
If you would like to continue the journey with us, please subscribe and leave us a review to let us know how we're doing. If there are any specific topics you would like to hear, be sure to put that in the comments as well. We will be launching a new podcast on the first Wednesday of every month. If you know others that will get benefit from listening to this podcast, please share it with them, and we'll be seeing you guys next month.